This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, joining us from California, we have the professor of politics himself there, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of America
and to the republic
for which it stands
one nation under God
indivisible
with liberty and justice for all. And remember, we keep in mind and repeat those words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, picking up from the last hour, Kyle, Devin Nunes, who is the fellow who's running the social media site and other things pertaining to Trump, they rolled out Trump's Truth Social yesterday. The app is now available in the Google App Store. And it'll bring big tech freaks to their knees, is what they're saying. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that there's people that are waiting to be able to download the app that are in the 200,000 range right now.
Well, that's right. And certainly, you know, what big tech is concerned with, as would be probably the Democrat Party elite and so forth, is, again, to have Donald Trump have a direct pathway to be able to communicate to a lot of people very, very quickly. Not because he's going to have another insurrection or something like that. That's not the point. The point is that, you know, they only want you to hear certain people. They only want you to hear certain ideas. You can only say certain things, stuff like that. And so any alternative to that, of course, is seen as a major threat. And so we'll see. You know, I think this will probably grow very, very quickly, especially and also taken in the context of where we're at, heading towards November, and whether or not President Trump will want to run again.
Well, Donald Trump's new Truth Social, which is his social media platform, will allow him to get his message out to as many people as are signed up for that, because you got to be signed up, and I think you need to buy that, don't you?
To be honest, I'm not sure if you have to download the app.
I got something from him yesterday, and they wanted $25.
Okay.
And I just kind of went, okay, don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't need to pay to do whatever. Doesn't cost me nothing to be on Facebook nor Twitter yet, anyway, nor Getter, nor Gab, nor MeWe, so I'll stick with the free stuff.
Right. Well, it's definitely, you know, we'll see how this sort of pans out here. But as you mentioned, I mean, that is the important thing, being able to communicate with a lot of people very, very quickly. And especially as we go through this election season, I'm sure that President Trump will have a lot of things, to say about different candidates, different issues. So it's going to be important, I think.
Now, police yesterday in the District of Columbia were scrambling to get the fence erected around the Capitol building before the Freedom Truckers get there.
The truckers are coming. The truckers are coming, right?
Oh, they're scared to death.
Yeah, they're trying to come up with it's the British are coming or something. Well, part of that, Captain, I really do think, I mean, you know, come on, man, I'll do a Joe Biden on this. The truckers aren't there to do something bad. They're not going to try to do something terrible or anything like that. The truckers are good people, right? But the theater that the Democrats want to project is, oh, there could be something happening at the Capitol. We got to put the fence up. Can you imagine, Captain, you know, this notion that it, just to give the State of the Union address, somehow you got to put a fence around the Capitol. That isn't the way that we do things here or have done things here, you know, in our country. It's just, and of course, they wanted to keep that fence up well after January in order to try to continue to milk the idea that at any moment the Capitol could come under attack.
Here's my opinion. I believe they're going to try to set this up just like January 6th, try to get some instigators in there and see if they can get the truckers all riled up.
Well, and just as we know from January 6th, a lot of people were there of their own accord and did a lot of things they should not have done and obviously are being prosecuted.
Over 600.
But I think you're right. There are those who want to try to create a problem so that they can take advantage of what would be otherwise a legitimate demonstration, shall we say, in terms of what the truckers are trying to bring to the fore and to the into the public consciousness.
Did you hear what Senator Ted Cruz said real quick?
What was that?
He said that Joe Biden becoming president of the United States was the best thing that ever happened to of Vladimir Putin.
Well, you know what? I mean, I thought, wasn't Trump supposed to be the agent of Russia? He was a minion of Putin and so forth. And you know what, Captain? Never in a million years would Putin try to be doing this if President Trump was sitting
there. Not at all. Not at all. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, along with Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've been taking it for over 7 years. Now, I take it because it works. And I have a problem with my left foot and ankle and leg where it swells up quite frequently. And by taking this product and keeping it in my system on a regular basis, it keeps that under control. And that's very important because you don't want to be walking around with your left leg hurting you and swollen up and all that sort of stuff because it's not a lot of fun. So it's because of what's in it. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation, and it also will lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. And simply put, it works. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which contains key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. Now, don't forget, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. And while you're over there on the website, take a look at the other things they have there, the other health food products they've got. They've got plenty of stuff there, and you might see something else that might trip your trigger. But I take Relief Factor every day. I've been taking it for 7 years, and if you have a problem, you should too, because it will help you out. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, back to the drawing board here. A mother at a Montgomery County, Virginia, school board meeting was confronted by a bunch of pro-mask mandated board members with a few photos that were sent to the school board chairman, who was presented with the photos and she proceeded to storm out of the room in a big tussie. And apparently, the Montgomery County Public Schools decided to continue with their mask mandates, despite the GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order to stop it.
Well, yeah, I think the mom was sort of pointing out the hypocrisy of one of the board members there, and the fact that they had been seen maskless, and I think that's what the pictures were about. And I think that that board member, I think, stormed out, as I think as you were saying, and just, you know, they keep getting confronted with these things, and they don't really have anywhere to go. I think that's why they suddenly jump up and leave the room.
Yeah. And now there's this, by the way, coming out of Canada. The Canadian police chief in Ottawa, the new one, because the old one quit, has vowed to identify the Freedom Convoy protesters and to issue financial sanctions and criminal charges against all of them.
Yeah, and I think, Captain, that, I mean, this is a very, very chilling sort of a thing, and because I don't think they mean to go give them a fine of, you know, $200 or something. I think they mean to go freeze their bank accounts, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Do stuff like that. I mean, make it such that you're not even able to really do anything at that point.
And that really helps the supply chain out, too, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. I mean,
it's going to backfire on them 10 times over.
Oh, very, very much so. Very much so. But in the short term, it will bring a lot more instability. It'll bring a lot more economic pain, obviously,
yep.
And shortage of goods.
So way to go, Justin Trudeau, with another one of your whiz-bang ideas.
You know, on the
Comrade
world stage,
Trudeau, by the way.
Yeah, well, yeah, because on the world stage, I mean, this is really something. I mean, you've got people, I think one government person or politician in Romania, I think, was saying this is like a Ceausescu or something like
yeah.
that. I mean, people see it for this kind of stuff for what it is. And we have to point it out because that's how you, you know, get the word out there. And by ridiculing somebody like Trudeau, I mean, it goes a long way.
Speaking about pointing something out, our beloved Vice President Kamala Harris was once again ripped on the world stage during a critical foreign policy moment. God help us all.
You know, Captain, it just gets worse and worse. I hate to say it because, you know, obviously we're talking about our own president, our vice president, especially in a time of international. Yeah, but in this time of international crisis that's literally now starting up. You know, this is the best we got, evidently, in order to send over there. But here's a quick quote when she was asked about whether or not if sanctions were going to deter Vladimir Putin. She started off talking about sanctions and this kind of stuff, but she went on to say, and I quote, "And within the context then of the fact that window is still opening, although it is absolutely narrowing, but within the context of a diplomatic path still being open, the deterrence effect, we believe, has merit."
What?
She's just not – I mean, at this point, Captain, this may sound a little silly, but it's – maybe they just need to give her 3x5 cards or something, because even as bad as that would look, it might be better to get some kind of coherent response or statement from the vice president.
Or put the earplug back in.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly. Just, yeah, tell her in her ear what to say next. Because this is the kind of stuff that Vladimir Putin sits back and says, huh, Joe Biden, it's hard for him to carry on a whole thing of conversations and stuff like that. Kamala Harris is out there saying this stuff, and to him, and again, this is not good. This is not good to have people on the world stage like this. Because this moment is going to be a very defining moment. We'll look back on this in not only just a year or two, but in a few months and say, you know, something had to be done.
Now, how would you
just
like to be?
I'm sorry. I was just going to say in terms of how we're going to shepherd through this crisis.
How would you like to be NBC Network and have to explain the Beijing Olympic ratings dud called a disaster for the network, and all those big corporations have paid millions of dollars to be heard over there, and it didn't work?
It is a total total disaster. There's just no doubt about it. And I think NBC paid over $7 billion, I think, in order to have the Olympics through such and such a date many, many years from now. And what's happened, Captain, is people have tuned it out. They don't like the fact that, it's taking place, number one, in China. That somehow the human rights issues are just not, it's just not in our lane right now. We don't have to worry about this evidently. And all these different things, and to have filled stadiums and, or no filled stadiums, it's just not interesting. It's not making people want to sit down and watch the Olympics. And it is a disaster for NBC.
Now, it goes without saying that the Washington Post is all in on the woke agenda, that they've continuously championed the far-left subjects like critical race theory, gender fluidity, and the equity of outcomes as opposed to the equity for all. As a matter of fact, increasingly irrelevant publications, which has added to the audacity to use the tagline, democracy dies in darkness, has openly entertained the idea that freedom is racist. Now, that's all they got. Every time you turn around, it's racist. Everything is racist.
Well, sure, because that has become like the new narrative that it's literally everything in our country somehow is terrible. And the very idea of America is somehow terrible, and the founders, they're terrible too, and everything, but every single thing. And, you know, Captain, the American people, regardless of their racial background and so forth, I really do think people want to live and tolerate. They want to live in harmony. They America was making such amazing progress, in my opinion. But yet you've got people that have tried to bring it all back, to try to reinstitute race hatred, identity politics, all these different things. So it's no longer can you celebrate your own heritage, your own racial background and so forth. But yet we're all Americans, right? Because we're all supposed to live under the red, white, and blue. And yet all that is being taken away from us. We're getting people to hate one another. This is the most un-American thing probably that we've ever seen in our history.
Well, I'm going to finish with this. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I'm going to finish the segment that way because that says it all. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to talk about a racehorse when we come back because they disqualified a racehorse at the Kentucky Derby because it was all souped up with a bunch of stuff it wasn't supposed to have in it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Fears of war breaking out in Europe has intensified as Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a carefully choreographed political event, moved to recognize the independence of separatist regions in eastern Ukraine. The pro-Russian leaders of the separatist group were shown on TV pleading with Putin to acknowledge their independence. That was followed by an hour-long TV speech that culminated with the signing of the recognition decrees. Canadian lawmakers voted to extend emergency powers to allow police to quell any potential restarts of protest blockades by those opposed to the COVID-19 restrictions. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the powers were still needed despite police ending a trucker convoy that blocked the downtown core of Ottawa, Canada's capital. Trudeau noted there were some truckers who might be planning further blockades. Wall Street was closed on Monday due to the holiday. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Cut through the red tape.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. Remember, MyPillow.com. The promo code that you're going to need is the word CAPTAIN. And if you want to talk to a live person, here's their phone number. It is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. And don't forget, right now, you can get the towel set for $39.99. And one other little thing I forgot to mention last hour was that the slippers are 50% off, the MyPillow slippers. So there's a couple of sale items for you this week if you want to check it out. And I did turn around and buy an extra set of slippers because I like the ones I had so much. I decided to buy the black ones now instead of the brown ones. So there you go. Now, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Check them out. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a couple of days ago, the trainer for the Kentucky Derby winner was suspended and lost his or her license to operate as a horse trainer. And the reason for that is because the horse that won the 2021 Kentucky Derby was called Medina Spirit, and Medina Spirit wound up testing positive to a drug test, which was revealed after the race, and the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission Board of Stewards announced on Monday that the horse was going to be stripped of its title, number one, and the trainer was going to be suspended, number two.
That's right, yeah. The trainer's name is Bob Baffert. The horse Medina Spirit tested positive for 21 picograms of beta-methasone. And they believe, at least what they're saying, is they think that it could have come from a fungal ointment that's used to treat dermatitis that was applied to the horse. But again, this is the test results that came back. And so now there's a horse that's called Mandaloon, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, is now declared the official race winner.
That's a shame they have to go through all that.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, Judicial Watch has been very busy over the past week or so because they've sued the CIA for records of contacts with the indicted Clinton campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman. That's going to be interesting to get their hands on that.
Well, exactly right. You know, can you imagine? You know, these people were thinking, well, we're going to do what we want. We're probably going to just get away with it and so forth. But here comes Judicial Watch, and they'll find out some pretty interesting information, to say the least.
And I can't wait myself to see what happens because Hillary has had some run-ins with them before. So has Bill. And we'll see how that works out. But somebody needs to be doing this.
Well, precisely, because as this story grows, and we'll hear more from John Durham at some point, no matter what, it may take a while. Maybe he may be silent for quite some time, but when he comes back up and shows more complaints or indictments, this would be a big deal.
Now, I remember, don't remember the exact year, but I remember some hanky-panky going on, stuff going on down there in North Carolina about people that were on the voter rolls that were either dead or they moved away or they couldn't confirm who they were because they couldn't locate them, they couldn't verify their signatures, all sorts of things. Remember all that?
Right, right.
Well, Judicial Watch just settled a 2019 North Carolina voter roll lawsuit after the state removed over 430,000 of inactive names from the rolls. Now, some of these people were dead. Some of these people moved away. Some of these people could not be located where they were at. So 430,000 names were taken off the voter rolls.
Yes, exactly right. And Judicial Watch finds out stuff. Like, for example, when you look at the different counties across the nation, you've got places that have more voter registrations than they have citizens that are old enough to vote, you know, stuff like this. And so, yeah, they're digging into the weeds on this stuff.
And again, with the Hillary situation, and by the way, if I was Hillary, I'd be shaking in my boots right now, because records reveal that tech operatives allegedly used by Hillary Clinton's campaign to spy on Donald Trump and the White House, had a contract with the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Well, it's definitely going to be these different connections that are there. And when they found out this stuff, too, you know, they went over to the Clinton campaign people and so forth. And so none of this. And then, of course, later on, I think then the Clinton campaign say, well, we turned this stuff over to the FBI, stuff like that, but you know, only to make it look more, quote-unquote, legitimate. But the whole thing...
Was that before or after the FBI lost it?
Good question. But the whole point, of course, was to cobble together a narrative about Trump and Russia.
And they did.
They did. And it was all that was talked about for many years, really. We had then, of course, the investigations going on and so forth. They set it up, Captain, such that no matter what, President Trump, when he came into office, was going to have such mighty headwinds that they thought it was just going to really cripple him. But the thing they didn't really count on, they didn't count on Donald Trump, I think, and, you know, in his fortitude on these things. I do think that the American people, Democrat and Republican and independent, if given the opportunity to maybe not necessarily vote for Donald Trump if he decides to run, we just don't know yet, but the idea of getting back to where things were prosperity-wise and opportunity-wise in America, the Democrats are going to be hard-pressed to try to tell people, no, you don't want that again, do you? Really? Don't you want what we give you? High prices, you know, instability, losing on the world stage over and over again. You know, it's just a no-brainer. It sells itself.
Now, I will bet you that I may know something that you don't know about what happened in Richmond, Virginia over the weekend. You ready?
Yep.
300 cars converged in an attempt to take over the Virginia City highways in Richmond, Virginia. Now, police said that 300 cars over the weekend were there, and they wanted to block the streets to carry out illegal activities. Now, what they wanted to do was they wanted to do burnouts, donuts, they wanted to do street racing, and they blocked the streets where they wanted to be in order to do that, and people complained about it. The cops had to come out and remove them.
Wow. You know, we have some similar things, not on that particular scale, but in different parts here in Southern California, including Beverly Hills, they have these things where they big crowds gather and they do the donuts and the exhibition of the almost like stunts, basically, people hanging out of the cars. It's very dangerous. Sometimes they run right into the people as they drift around in a circle, basically. And it's happening in different parts of Southern California. It's incredibly dangerous, but it shows that there's a real disconnect, Captain, of people who think, well, I could just kind of do whatever I want. It's literally crazy time.
Now, one of the truckers that apparently is in charge of this convoy coming to Washington, D.C., says that they will shut down the Beltway. They'll keep a path open for emergency vehicles, but they said, we will not compromise anybody's safety or health. We're still trying to figure out where it is they're going to do this on the Beltway, but if they, you know, the Beltway around D.C. is one of the busiest roads in the country.
Right.
So I wonder, and again, they're talking about this is going to happen sooner rather than later, and they're also talking about something that they were going to try to do out there. This is what they were going to try to do with the Super Bowl, but never was able to do.
Right, right, exactly. Well, you know, again, demonstrations, protests, you know, it's all part of our history. It just seems, Captain, that when I guess people are protesting about quote unquote the right thing to protest about, then they'll get lauded in the media. Government officials will stand with them. Or kneel with them. It just is, however the case may be.
Yeah.
But the truckers they're not in that category, I guess.
And by the way, once again, OPEC has told Joe Biden, nope, we're not going to help you with any oil. You got your own oil, go use it. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Talking about what is and what ain't country. What gives them the right to wear a pair of beat-up boots? Is it the size of your tires and your fires or your wild-ass buddies? Well, give me a minute, let me hit you with some hometown truth. You can be a cowboy on the Texas plain or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cap tractor hauling them bales. Backing in boats, fishing rim lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud. What makes you country? Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by an Alabama song on the radio that feels so right? Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you. I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church. Silver Queen corn in the backyard dirt. Waiting for the fall to finally come along so I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country.
Ah, Luke Bryan, what makes you country? What do you think there, Kyle?
I like that one, too.
Well,
I love it.
Kind of hard not to like it.
That's right.
All right, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, we got a lot going on out west tonight, but we're going to start up in Oregon right now. We got a winter weather advisory along Interstate 5. This is coming from a little south into Northern California there, coming up Interstate 5. And Richard the Marine, by the way, checking in earlier from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon there and saying it's a cool 36 degrees, rained all day, but clear now. Well, Richard, you might also have some fog nearby as well, so that might be rolling into you pretty soon. We do have a freeze watch going on in California's Central Valley. This is going to be, well, it's going to start up in Redding and head all the way down through Bakersfield. So whether you're on California 99 or if you're on Interstate 5, you've got that freeze warning going on right now. Snow across Donner Pass, and definitely you're going to have snow if you're heading out I-80 out of Reno. Winter weather advisories all through northern Nevada. Wind chill factors all the way through the state of Montana. And then also, we've got winter storm warnings. This is going to be west of Denver. If you're coming across I-70, you're definitely going to encounter that there. Snoqualmie Pass tonight, by the way, Captain. It's snowing up there and 16 degrees up on Cabbage. It's 27 degrees. They've got snow flurries. So be careful out there.
Okay, here we go. North Dakota, South Dakota got snow. If you're on I-94, got a winter storm warning starting about Bismarck, North Dakota, going over to Fargo and dropping down into South Dakota a little bit as well, down towards Aberdeen. And most of the upper portion, to include the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota, have got a winter storm warning. Over into the western part of Wisconsin, general snow down below on I-90. And I-80, you got snow tonight when you pick it up there around Omaha coming across towards Chicago. You've also got single-digit temperatures and wind chills going on in Nebraska, in Kansas, down the central part of Oklahoma. And we still have rain and a severe thunderstorm watch and or warning up there in the southeastern corner of Oklahoma and coming across the central part of Arkansas tonight. So be careful. Might be some big old thunder boomers hanging around in there because that's right about the line where the cold and the warm is, and that usually means bad weather. Then you got rain coming over into the bottom part of Illinois, the bottom half of Indiana, the southern part of Ohio, all across Kentucky, all across Tennessee right now, the northern and central part of Alabama along I-20, and then up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, you've got snow and lots of it. And the lower part of Michigan, you've got snow and plenty of it there, too. You've got apparently some ice going on there as well, where there's a break in the weather where you've got a temperature difference where you get ice and you get snow. And then up in upstate New York, we've got freezing rain, sleet, Watertown up to Canada, up the St. Lawrence Seaway. And then you pick up snow again, all snow in about Vermont, New Hampshire, and run it all the way up to the Canadian border, Nova Scotia, up through Maine. And we've got gale force winds tonight coming on down from Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod and down towards Long Island as well. And then we've got some fog down here in the southern part along the Gulf from about Pensacola all the way on down to Brownsville and McAllen. So there you go. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him, and we will be talking to him tomorrow. In the meantime, we have got on the telephone line now Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Well, I'm not going to get into the the Russia stuff and the Ukraine stuff just yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the truckers' convoy, the Freedom Convoy, which apparently they've got the bejesus scared out of all the folks in D.C. again because they can't get that fence up fast enough around the Capitol.
And it looks like, from what I've seen, good morning, but it looks like the truckers are not actually going in and around Washington, D.C. I think they're going to stay on the outside of the Potomac. So, but I could be wrong.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm.
So they're putting up this fence kind of for nothing, but... If that's the plan.
They're going to stay out on the Beltway, and they're going to attempt to tie the Beltway up, which can really cause a lot of havoc.
Yeah, and, you know, going back to the Canadian truckers, I'll tell you, I know that they're kind of collaborating on what they necessarily do next, because what Trudeau has done is made things a whole lot worse. So I think that... these truckers are just going to stay home and not drive at all.
Yeah, well, some of them can't drive their trucks because they did away with their licenses, so if they hop in their truck to drive away, they haven't got a license.
Right, and those that, you know, that are unclear, if there is such a thing, are essentially going to go on a work strike. Not even bother. So they're just going to shut down transportation in Canada.
Well, what's going to happen to Canada is if they think they had a supply shortage before they started, you just wait
right.
a month. Wait, just wait a month.
Precisely.
Yeah, and they're going to regret what happened, and Trudeau's going to look like a fool again. Which, by the way, he got his Emergency Powers Act last night.
Yeah,
which is a mistake. A mistake. I tried to tell him, but we'll see what happens next because it puts him in a catbird seat, and that's not what you want.
Well, be careful what you ask for, Trudeau. You might get it.
Yeah. All right. I hear the music coming, so you hang on. All right, folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning. I hope everybody is having a wonderful day wherever you're at, and we will be back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.